It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Kevin Gavin, sitting in for Paul Guggenheimer. There are about 1,990 teachers at 54 schools for some 25,000 students in Pittsburgh Public Schools. The primary goal of the teachers is to help students achieve, have a successful educational experience that prepares them for the future. But teachers are having an increasing role to meet the needs of students so that they are in a better position to learn and achieve. But teachers, especially in urban schools, have to have an understanding of those needs. For this Life of Learning special, we're visiting the headquarters of Pittsburgh Public Schools to speak with Brian Glickman. He's the Director of Talent Management for Pittsburgh Public Schools. Brian, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
Brian, on average, about how many new teachers join the district on any given year?
So I would say it varies. Heading into the 2015-16 school year, we hired roughly 170 school-based professionals. That's inclusive of teachers, counselors, and social workers.
Now, are these brand new teachers coming into the teaching profession? Are these? Does this also include teachers moving from other districts? What?
I think we have a pretty good representative mix within that group. We have a school district university collaborative where we essentially source the majority of our sort of brand new to the profession teachers, but we also have advanced step placement considerations and recruit from other districts as well.
Okay, so you mentioned the key word there, recruit, that I want to talk about. I was wondering, do you just sort of sit back and wait for the applications and resumes to come in, or do you actively recruit? Talk to us about that recruiting process.
Typically, you know, we talk about recruit, and we actually, I would say, have a two-pronged approach. We attract and we recruit. So we attract is what I would refer to as a more passive sit back. We post opportunities on our website. We use a variety of different online sources to get our opportunities out and share our value proposition with people who are actively looking. In the space of what I would define as more active engagement and recruitment opportunities, we do that on a more limited basis and more targeted. So you'll see us out annually. We attend career fairs. We're constantly working with local universities and colleges and their schools of education. And we're in the process right now of actually trying to expand our borders in terms of active recruitment engagement opportunities with other schools of ed.
Let's talk a little bit about the schools of ed that you allude to. Is it just telling them, well, we anticipate this number of openings, we anticipate this number of openings in our K-8, in our high schools, or is it, here's the kind of qualities we're looking for in teachers for the Pittsburgh Public Schools?
It's a little bit of both, right? So that first piece to me is some of the logistic operations numbers piece. And that part's important, right? We try to leverage our contacts at those local universities and their networks, right? So we'll send them emails that say, hey, we anticipate hiring in the following certification areas and allow them to put that out there. With our school district university collaborative, those are the universities where we have student teachers in our district, I think it becomes a little bit more, hey, we're getting feedback that students that are coming through your school often could use a little bit more training in classroom management or deliberate focus on becoming racially conscious in the classroom, things of that nature.
Do they take this to heart? Have they implemented some of these suggestions? Do they do it in a formal part of the curriculum, part of a particular class? In other words, do you follow up with them after you make these suggestions?
The relationship with the school district university collaborative has primarily in our district gone through our Office of School Performance, and so that's our team of assistant superintendents who oversees all of our 54 schools. We have partnered over the past roughly 18 months with my team and having a representation on their executive committee to come together on planning. I'm uncomfortable stating our grandiose plans as things that we're doing, because right now we're in this place of essentially getting on the same page to sort of strengthen that relationship in a way that clearly benefits us, but benefits those schools of ed as well.
Yeah, but yes, and it also benefits the aspiring teachers because they have an enhanced understanding, some additional skills that they can market in the future when they are out looking for teaching positions.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely accurate. We've had some very high-level conversations. As you're likely aware, Pittsburgh Public Schools is sort of at the forefront of innovation in the world of teacher observation and evaluation. And so we've had some preliminary conversations about exchanging feedback about individuals who go through their program who we subsequently hire that they could use to sort of inform potential adjustments to their programmatic offerings. And in exchange for that, we want them to let us know who are your best and brightest.
You mentioned in your answer about going to schools of ed or within universities and saying, here's what we're seeing, here's what we could use from teachers that you are minting, if you would, coming through your universities. Are there different or additional skills, do you think, that are needed by teachers in an urban school setting than their counterparts in elsewhere, whether it's rural or suburban?
I'd say that most of the skills that we're looking for in teachers are valued in suburban districts as well. Things like classroom management, content knowledge, pedagogy, the ability to build a rapport and with students. I think the biggest difference that we're looking for, potentially as opposed to suburban and rural counterparts, isn't about skill, it's about mindset. We really value teachers who are mission-driven, committed to our district goals, to eliminating the racial achievement gap. We are looking and value teachers who have high expectations for all their students and who motivate their students to have those same high expectations for themselves. We value teachers who have high expectations not just for their students, but for themselves. And when our teachers describe our students, they use the word grit, right? So we look for teachers that are essentially willing and able to persevere through challenges so that they can best serve our students.
So you mentioned, you used the term grit, you used another term mindset for successful or potentially successful teachers, people that you are looking for Pittsburgh Public Schools. Is that a measurable, in a sense? You can see, oh, I got an A in this course, and in school of education, and this. So the numbers add up, but how much of it is sort of that an individual assessment of the individual through the interview process or however, rather than just looking at their transcript?
Pittsburgh Public Schools is one of two school districts in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania who are required by Pennsylvania school code, essentially to only consider candidates who have scored in the top 10% in any given certification area. Ultimately, what that allows is it's essentially a ticket for entry, right? So it allows them to be considered for an interview. As somebody who's tasked with overseeing recruitment, it's very frustrating for me in that, by definition, we're screening out 90% of the candidates we've effectively attracted or actively recruited. But it also sort of creates this world where our district values we're trying to put out on the front end on the application piece, and then allowing principals and their site-based selection team some autonomy about identifying, will this individual fit in my school?
Screening at 90%, so are you getting enough qualified applicants to meet the district's needs?
In general, yes. I mentioned we hired about 170 teachers this past year. On any given year, we receive in the ballpark of 2,000 applicants. So our candidate-to-position ratios compare pretty favorably with other urban districts in the nation. But we're constantly looking for additional applicants for secondary science, math, English as a second language, world languages. Despite the fact that we have 2,000 certified applicants, when we need a physics position to be hired in the middle of the school year, we're looking at very shallow pools.
Does it help if the teacher is a graduate of an urban school district, including Pittsburgh Public Schools? Does it help?
I think that question itself sort of causes me to paint with a broad brush, but I think in general, yes, I do. I think there's value. I think anyone who's spent time in urban district as a student, probably sort of walking in a little more eyes wide open and aware of some of the potential challenges and rewards in working in that environment.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Kevin Gavin, filling in for Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking about teacher recruitment and retention in the Pittsburgh public school system. Our guest is Brian Glickman. He's the Director of Talent Management for Pittsburgh Public Schools. Brian, do you have what you want in terms of diversity among your teaching force within the Pittsburgh Public Schools?
In short, no. We definitely, right now, we're in a world where our teaching workforce is predominantly white. So we have about 85% of our teachers are white, and that contrasts with 53% of our student population being African American. So I don't think the goal is that our teaching demographics needs to necessarily mirror or reflect that of the student population, but it is right now a very large disconnect, and we think that having teachers that students relate to that are, you know, could be white teachers who are also racially conscious, but making sure that our students can see people in front of them in a classroom that they can relate to is valuable.
A report a few months back by the National Center for Education Statistics at the Department of Ed indicated that 17%, about one in six new teachers, leave the profession within 4 years, one in 10 after the first year. This does not account for teachers moving from one district to another or even moving within a particular district, but just plain leaving the profession. Or newer teachers, how long do they stay at Pittsburgh Public Schools? Are you satisfied with the stability of the teaching cohort, if you would?
I feel like there's two questions in there. So district-wide, I am satisfied with our stability. I think we have very high retention rates. The average years of service of a teacher in our district exceeds 10 years. And from the 14-15 school year to our current school year, we retained 96% of our most effective teachers. Having said that, like other districts, our percentages for new teachers are somewhat lower. Better that we compare favorably to what you just shared in that typically greater than 50% of our teachers remain here after they've acquired tenure, which is a three-year mark. I think it was roughly two-thirds of our teachers after 2 years. So that's at the district level. I will say school to school, so transfers within our district, I think are sometimes challenging, especially when we're talking about the element of our workforce that is fresh out of college. A lot of times, if they're being reassigned from one school to another, it impedes their own growth.
The report I cited earlier about teacher attrition indicated that for first-year teachers, if they had a teaching mentor during that first year, their rate of staying was 15 percentage points higher than a teacher that did not have a mentor. Is there a mentoring program? How does it work in Pittsburgh Public Schools?
We don't have a formal mentor that would be like a mentorship program that would be like one-to-one. What we do have is an individual here, a new teacher support liaison who is a teacher removed from the classroom whose full-time job is to support new teachers in our district. In addition to that, we offer, like all districts in Pennsylvania, a new teacher induction program that covers some sort of basics of the profession. Beyond that, a lot of what we do to support new teachers is, again, decentralized. So our principals set up common planning time for new teachers with experienced teachers in their grade level or in their content.
Brian, finally, what can the district do to have the best balance of veteran, experienced, effective teachers who can support and mentor, whether it's formally or informally, younger teachers, and those younger teachers who do not have the experience, but they possess the fresh eyes, maybe some fresh ideas, new approaches that could enhance the learning experience for all the Pittsburgh Public School students?
So I think largely that happens in a way that's not one that we necessarily impact here in central office. So I think some of the teaming that happens at the school level is the best way to make that an authentic part of the plans to increase student learning. So the years of service piece, when we're doing our hiring, so in some ways on the eligibility list, years of teacher experience is something that's counted and rewarded on a points-based model. But there hasn't been specific or deliberate attention to balancing years of service, right? So we have individuals in our district who far exceed that 10-plus year average, and I have no design to try to, you know, to get them out the door to make room for new teachers. I think the balance and how the new teachers and, you know, are able to leverage experienced and vice versa, how experienced teachers can still be set up to succeed as learners, again, happens more at the school level.
Brian Glickman is the Director of Talent Management for Pittsburgh Public Schools. Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Our look at teacher recruitment and retention in public schools continues on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.